belongs to pop, not soda.
It's pop. Like this. Pop.
Welcome to Pop, Not Soda. And now it's time for Brian, and... Oh, damn. Enjoy the show!
Welcome, everyone, to episode 3, season 2 of Pop Not Soda. As always, I am Dan, joined by Brett and Brian this week. But let's forget about those two guys because we have special guests here in our very crowded brand new studio. This is our second studio of the season.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're
making moves.
We're moving up in the world.
We got more space. But we are joined today by a great country band called Truxton Mile. What's going on, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
It is very, very nice to have you guys.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, the talent like tripled when you guys walked in the room. So.
Well, there's four of them, so
quadrupled.
It would be quadrupled, right? Or are
you saying
calling one of us shitty?
I mean, I'm not going to name names, but I just had my assumption.
This guy over here. What's he doing now? The guy sitting to the left.
Yeah, so they will be joining us today. We are so happy to have them on. Brett, Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, Dan. You look a lot better, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Hopefully
about
I sound better, because I sound awful last
week. Yeah, you couldn't have... I mean, it wasn't possible to sound worse, so...
We probably lost about 10 listeners just because of how awful I sounded last week.
What happened?
I was sick.
Like, strep throat sick, or...
No, just, like, congested.
Dan had this, like, nasally thing. He sounded like a character straight out of Blow, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of those.
It's like he was just kicked in the face by a horse, like right before he came on to record the show.
So you put me next to the sick guy.
Yeah.
I'm healthy now. You sound great.
All right.
We've got
all
some emergency, Ryan, if you want.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm not facing you at all, so there's no chance. Just won't lick
right.
In the eye.
And you only licked your beer like once or twice, so you should be
You know
good.
What? I can't complain. It was free beer, so.
Yeah, hey, there we are. How are you guys doing, though? You guys came down from Bakersfield, right? That was a drive, huh?
Yeah, we came down today.
The jewel of California.
We took the 73 toll road.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was worth that. We will pay, what was it, $7, you said?
Something like that.
How long is that stretch?
It was like...
Oh, it's only like 30 miles.
It's not far at all.
It's not.
Hey, man.
It's Orange County. It's just Orange County.
Yeah. It's definitely worth it, though. It's worth every penny.
It is definitely worth every penny.
So the drive down wasn't too bad?
It wasn't too bad. We got sidetracked, and that was my fault, because Ryan was following me, and you were using your
and
map.
He thinks I'm clairvoyant, so he just makes a hairpin turn out of nowhere.
Well, I forget, you
That's
know,
like
that
following
he's,
me,
yeah, he's
yeah.
following me, and then I was like, I wonder if he has his maps going so he knows where we're going in case we... And we went and ate at this burger place. I said, we should try it, and they weren't hungry.
Did
and
you
I,
like
and,
it?
And,
no, yeah. No. He gives us a call and says, hey, we're going to go try this burger place out. And I thought, I was like, okay, well, it's going to be some sort of fancy burger, because there's a Five Guys right on the road, right next to where we're driving. And no, we have to turn off, make a U-turn, go down left, and we end up where? The Habit. Of all places, yeah. The Habit.
We
I was like, oh, man, this is fancy.
We just had one open up in Bakersfield, so they said I wanted to try it. There was a wreck on the way that slowed us down, and then we tried to get out the way the maps told us to get back on the 405.
It was
405,
like
a
police standoff.
The
Ghetto Bird was in the air.
Yeah, Ghetto Bird was flying around.
I mean, we thought we were back at Bakersfield.
Yeah. So it was a typical day in Bakersfield or L.A.
Yeah. Directions.
Hey, where are we going?
Typical Southern California drive. Other than that, it was pretty smooth.
That's cool. And how long did you guys take you?
We left at 9:30. We're supposed to leave at 8, and we got in like at 2:30.
Yeah, this guy's a regular Magellan.
Five,
I'm sure we took
the five and change.
We took the most efficient route, I'm sure. Right past the Habit.
Yeah. I always say I left at 10 last night and got here at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So there's that.
You know, San Diego is not an easy drive. It's not for the faint of heart. That's for sure.
And it's a tease. When you get to Oceanside, you think you're here, but you're not.
Oh, no. That's like 40 long minutes away. Yep.
Stop.
Oceanside is the worst impression of San Diego.
Like shout out to our Oceanside fans. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, Oceanside.
It's like the oil dell up here. We have a place called Oil Dell in Bakersfield, and man, it's a little rough there sometimes.
Now I gotta ask you guys something now too. I went to a concert of your guys's about 2 months ago.
Yeah,
to a little town called Taft. Ooh. Yeah, so yeah, they're so
and you remember
there. Us? Yeah, three of you remember three of so us much. Are from there.
Yeah, oh, we're okay. from Taft.
No
Taft.
Way. Okay,
Oil Town.
So if there is one word, I'm going to go around the table right now. If there is one word to sum up Taft, Ryan.
Oh God.
Pass. Right. Come back to me.
Pass. Okay. Pass.
That's
pass.
The word.
Pass on Taft.
Pass on Taft.
Ari.
Drunk.
Alec.
Interesting.
And Taylor.
Pass.
No. Here.
It's two hard passes.
America.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and use a U. America.
Right wing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. I'll tell you, I was up there for the concert, and there was a pickup truck with a cage or a jail cell in the back of the bed.
Yeah.
And they were arresting people
that
didn't have mustaches on. Anybody that didn't have a mustache on, they were reeling them up and
that's
pulling
a real,
them into jail.
Yeah. That's a proud facet of our town's history.
It's called a smooth puss.
Seriously, if you don't have one, like I shaved this morning, you get arrested. It's insane. It's every 5 years, Oil Dorado comes around. It's a big celebration. Everybody just gets drunk. I'll never forget. I'm not going to mention the name because I don't know if he'll listen to this, but some of our friends will probably know. A guy rode into 7-Eleven, right?
Yeah.
On his horse to get beer. The one before this. He rode into 7-Eleven with his horse. Like, no, like, rode
grab
into
a box
store,
of Coors.
Grab a box of Coors. And he went into the Trace Deuce, the 332
Club. The 332 Club, an old bar.
Old bar. So.
Yeah. Oh, the 332, of course.
Taft gets down.
Yeah. There is a security guard there. I've never seen a security guard more inebriated than half of the half yeah. actual.
Well, they pay those guys in beer.
Yeah, man. She was like, I gave her a 20 and she was like, this is very, very complicated right now. You look at my sobriety state right now and tell me I can count.
Yeah.
That was a good time for you to go.
That was a blast, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
But wasn't the cover charge just 20?
Yeah, it was. Okay. I think it was. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
I can't change this. I'm sorry. I don't need change. I'll have to call my manager, sir. Yeah, I'm sorry.
She's about to pull off her flip-flops and start counting on her toes.
There was one time, too. So I went up there, and I went to the bar. And I went to buy a couple drinks or whatever. The girl gives me back a 10. And I'm like, it was just two drinks. I'm not going to tip you 10 bucks for, you know, a $12 pair of drinks or whatever. Uh-huh. And she looks at me because I'm like, hey, can I break the bill or whatever? And she goes, what for? And I'm like, do you not know that you're in a service industry to, like, make tips or whatever? But uh-huh. Hey,
I'm not about to cut the bill in half. Get a piece of it.
We'll meet up later tonight. Catch up bills.
This
BFF bills.
Be worth a dollar.
We're bill BFFs over here.
Right, exactly. Oh, Taft.
I just can't believe places like this exist in California. So.
It's insane. Yeah, it's if you look on that, there's like a thing on Facebook that has like the natural or the realistic map of California, and you see in Kern County it just says Texas. It's basically that's what it says, Texas.
It's,
yeah.
They're not joking. It's literally a lot like that.
Yeah, we just got sunshine in our studio.
Yeah.
Let there be light.
Seriously.
Gods. The Taft gods approved. We're probably going to lose followers on our Facebook page because we're coming down to San Diego. They're not mad we're talking shit about them. They're mad because they're like, oh, they're in San Diego. They're closer to Mexico.
We're burning an oil derrick out back right now.
Yeah. That's right.
Nah, it's home. Taft's home.
It is. You know what? I don't mind having grown up there because you get away with a lot of stuff you wouldn't get away with in the big city.
It's kind of a small town mentality. Like still, like you would see in the olden days, you can get away with toilet papering and you get away with all cool shit when you're a
cop
kid,
pulls you over with a backpack full of beer. You're 14 years old. He'll
pour it out. Go home.
He'll pour it out.
Yeah. Or he
which one's
it.
Open? Yeah. If you have one open in your hand, he won't check your backpack. He'll just pour the one out in your hand as they. Keep going.
See, that's a town I actually want to grow up in because I feel like everything, like San Diego became way too tight, like I'd say the last two decades or so.
It's incredible how huge it is here. I never, it's big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The bigger the city, the more the law enforcement, the tougher the rules.
Sure. We saw some of the finest law enforcement in California today on that drug bus. So.
Yeah.
Wait,
they were probably bringing the pain, too.
It was like blocked off, and then I saw that there was a wreck before, and I saw the Ghetto Bird, the helicopter, so I figured it was associated with that.
Ghetto Bird is...
Helicopter. Police helicopter.
We leave the burger place, and then we see this whole road is blocked off, and there's cops everywhere, and it was like... we've figured it was a drug bust.
There was like 9 cops, like Tony Montana status there.
Yeah, they were getting down. So
and it was after an accident too.
Well, there was an accident between a little silver car and a taxi. We're like, there's not that many CHPs in the road.
Oh, okay.
Or taxi accident. So it might have been a diversion. I don't know,
dude. That
the classic taxi diversion.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you have to go through like a crazy like driving course to be a taxi driver. Like they know how to flip themselves and land on four tires.
It's like a taxi driver in Vegas. They're insane, but the thing is, I was thinking like in my mind, so that taxi got in a wreck. What if somebody was in the car? Do you think the taxi driver got his tip?
That's a good point.
Of course, that's what you thought.
Of course,
that's my first thought
in that scenario.
Just be sure to give me 5 stars, please. Yeah. 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 hours later at the police report. Okay, so that comes out to $29.95.
I'm keeping the meter running if someone gets a wreck. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you.
Cars wrecked to shit, but the meter's still running.
Oh, man.
Let's get beer.
Well, guys, there's a huge event coming up in California, which I keep forgetting it's actually in California this week. Which is Super Bowl 50.
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Yeah. Right, bro.
Alex's parents are going.
What?
My parents are going.
That's awesome.
Which
they're freaking going to the Super Bowl.
What team are they rooting for? Or do they have a vested interest at all?
I think they're going for the Broncos because my uncle lives in Colorado and he's a huge diehard Broncos fan.
Keep me in the loop on whatever team they're rooting for because your parents are pretty cool. So
I will.
I'm pretty swayy on this Super Bowl bid myself.
I will. Yeah, I think they're going for the Broncos, but they're doing it. Yeah, it's crazy. I can't believe it. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Well, I know that. They say the Super Bowl's in San Francisco, but it's really in Santa Clara, is not close at all. But my friends who live in San Francisco have been complaining all week because of all the increase in traffic and the increase in people in that small area, because apparently San Francisco is the worst place to try and navigate itself.
Absolutely.
And you're adding the Super Bowl, it's almost worse than New York.
Okay, yeah, it's horrible. The worst. I went to Ireland this last summer, and it's on the opposite side of the road, the small cities. San Francisco is just as bad, even though you're driving on the opposite side of the road and a car. San Francisco is horrible. It stresses me out.
Well, and apparently getting to the stadium is just a nightmare as well. So not only is it San Francisco, but also the logistics of the stadium are terrible too.
My parents are like doing like this chauffeur package deal thing, so I think they're going to be on.
Jeez,
They got hooked up on this one.
I didn't even know they were football fans.
They're going to meet.
Oh yeah,
they're going to hang out with the.
A pre-party, and who's playing?
Zach Brown Band.
Zach Brown Band. I told Mama Oliveri, you know, let's take some trucks and mile swag, and
pass it along.
She's if I have enough drinks, I'll get up there and I'll talk to anybody. I said, get her. Liquored up.
Bottoms at Mama Oliveri.
You know I like my chicken fried and my Truxton Mile.
Cold Truxton Mile, my Truxton Mile. Yeah. Only say our name.
Yeah, so they're going.
Oh, well, I think I have mentioned on this show before, I am a huge fan of Cam Newton, so I'm sorry if your parents are rooting for the Broncos.
No.
I will be pulling for him, Carolina.
Personally, that guy is unstoppable. It's insane how good that team is, though.
I think, personally, he's going to smash over everyone, but that's just me. I think he will.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if, you know, Payne has enough HGH left to make it through this game.
He's been – are you kidding me? He's got the special reserve Super Bowl cocktail.
Yeah.
Or, yes, Mrs. Manning has been saving a special vial for this occasion.
Probably, yeah. If it's his last game, indeed, then he's just going to go all out. He's going to freaking inject that stuff up.
He injects it right.
Yeah,
into
his
the
neck's
going to
get
too.
Twice as big.
Right into the forehead.
Now let me throw a button hook at you guys real quick here.
Oh, football reference.
Hey,
Ryan with the football.
I don't know anything about football, but my dad was a big Rams fan when they were in LA, and now they're coming back, and all the California teams are pissed off. So what do you guys think about
San
Diego is still staying.
Yeah. I know they're saying, but I'm just, you know, from a fan's perspective, what do you guys think about that?
You know, Brian, you wanna answer that?
Sure. I mean, thanks for that alley-oop, Brett. I am.
We're jumping sports.
Wait, what is that? Basketball?
Yeah, that's a basketball reference. Yeah. So I think it's great that LA's getting a team. You know, not that they need another fucking sports team, but they are at least getting a football team. It was recently announced that the Chargers are actually staying in San Diego for at least one more year. So that was really exciting as a diehard Chargers fan. Hopefully they can work out a deal and remain in the city. But in all honesty, I'm probably thinking that they're going to work out a deal with the Rams and go to L.A. That's just my gut feeling because Dean Spanos is just a giant snake and I think is always going after the money.
Yeah, he has all the leverage now too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
To me personally too, I think the Rams, and I mean it makes absolute sense too. The Rams and Allison's dad, my girlfriend's dad was a huge Rams fan, got very screwed by the Rams just jumping ship in the middle of the night and going to St. Louis or whatever. And what I've been telling everybody too, there was this narrow window that was gradually closing and closing off of this generation that was actually interested in watching the Rams play when they came back to when they came back to LA. So I think that was the perfect team to put back in LA. Personally, Spanos has put such a bad taste in my mouth. I don't know how much longer I want to root for the Chargers if Spanos is going to be the owner. I mean, if I feel like it's such bad blood right now, I think that we either need to get rid of the owner or, as San Diego, get a new team.
You guys have a lot of loyal fans, though. It's funny to see in Bakersfield today, I would say almost half the fans. So it's either Raiders or Chargers, I see. And some San Francisco now. But
Niners. Some Niners there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Bakersfield's really, really,
you got
really
some
big
Cowboys.
The Chargers.
You got some Cowboys fans.
Yeah. Cowboys fans are just everywhere, you know?
Yeah. Then you get those few Kansas City Chiefs fans like myself, America's favorite team.
Get out of here.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone ever use that phrase.
That's definitely not a thing.
You need to call Kansas City and tell them to start using that.
That's a Stan Unruh special.
Hey,
that's,
you know,
my dad's.
God bless them, though, for being so successful by being coached by a grown walrus. I think
that
is
that. That son of a, you know what?
Kansas City cheerleaders, have you ever seen them? They're great.
And I mean, last game, they would have won more games if Andy Reid could tell time.
That guy's like a minute away from a heart attack. Every time I watch the game, I'm like, he might die during this game. I swear to God. I think he has more of a chance to die during one of the games than the players out there actually hustling.
Oh, yeah. 100% agree.
You know, I get so perturbed by that guy because this last game, when he was running the clock and they had two timeouts left, I think, and then he was like going to – it's like, what are you – I was screaming at the TV. It was horrible. Andy Reid, you know, you're cool some games, but most of the time I'm not a fan.
He seems like he always has a meatball sub in his back pocket,
doesn't he? He kind of reminds me of the diabetes guy. I feel like the camera's gonna pan to him. He's gonna be looking at me like diabetes.
I feel like he just snacks on skits of butter.
I feel like they're gonna announce and Andy Reid, and he's gonna come out and it's gonna be like, the time has come, the walrus said, and there's gonna be a bunch of jumping clams following him. Like on the way out with a cane,
with a beach ball on his nose.
All right, well, before we wrap this up, let's get a consensus. Who do we think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, let's fire it around, Dan. Who do you think?
I'm going Carolina. Cam Newton MVP over Peyton Manning's corpse.
And Ryan, how about you?
I don't really follow football, so I can't say anything from a statistical standpoint.
Do you know the teams that are playing?
I actually found out when we were on the radio in Bakersfield the other day what teams were actually playing, and I know the Broncos. I don't know the other team, the Panthers, is it?
Yeah.
I have no clue anything about them, so I'm just going to say Broncos.
Nice. I like that. How about you, Ari?
Side comment before my answer. I like Peyton Manning. He's a great dude. It will probably be the Broncos, and he... If he doesn't throw interceptions, then it's for sure rigged. Broncos.
If Peyton Manning's noodle arm doesn't throw at least one pick, definitely fixed game. I agree. I'm going Panthers. I think the Broncos have the better defense, but I think the Panthers have the better special teams and offense. So two of the three phases of the game, I go Panthers.
Yeah.
See, I know a couple of those words. Offense, I knew that one.
Special.
That's
special
when you're trying
special
to
teams.
Score.
I don't know. That's like a completely different sport to me. Special teams.
Special teams.
And we'll do a hook pass over to Alec over here.
I'm going to go with Panthers, my final answer.
Nice.
What's the age difference between Manning and
Cam Newton?
70 years.
Yeah. I think a couple centuries.
Yeah, I think of it as old school versus new school. And, of course, yeah. You know what I mean? Because you got the old Peyton Manning. Yeah, exactly. at least. Yeah, exactly. I think Cam Newton and the boys are going to take him, but I want Peyton Manning to win and retire because I'm in the AFC with the Chiefs and I want him to get the hell out of there. So I'm rooting for Denver. I think that Carolina is going to win. So
yeah, we may never have to see another Papa John's commercial again. That'd be so great.
Or
a nationwide commercial.
He may own a lot of them, so we might be screwed on that.
Yeah, he's well
like
17
in Colorado.
Yeah, he's got like a franchise on that, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that he is Papa John, right?
That might be right. Well, they're in a commercial together, but they could CGI that.
Yeah, exactly.
You've never seen them together in public.
That's a farce.
But yeah, you don't. You just blew my mind.
All right, Brett.
Does he introduce himself as Papa John, you think?
He for sure does.
He's Papa John?
Yeah, Papa. He's worth $1 billion. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He introduces himself as Papa John.
I've legit never had a Papa John's pizza before.
Don't lie.
Sit here and lie.
I swear, I haven't.
But don't do it.
Okay,
just don't do it.
You watch these commercials, and usually what they're made for a purpose. It's supposed to ignite that in your brain, and you want to go get it.
I do.
Well, no lie, it does that to me. When I see Peyton Manning talking about pizza, I go get Papa John's every time I see Peyton Manning wanting to get pizza. Like, come on. It works.
Now, hold up. As a chubby kid, I need to know this. Is it cheaper? Is Papa John's cheaper because they make you actually cook it yourself?
That's Papa Murphy's. I don't even know if that
delicious.
Exists.
Oh, hell. You don't have to cook Papa John's?
I've never heard of Papa Murphy's.
See, that's Bakersfield being lazy.
So,
all right,
Papa Murphy's has a Take and Bake Chicago stuff. It's insane. Yeah. It's so good.
Oh, see, it's a Papa thing. Yeah. I'm just confusing my franchises.
You have like 2 hours to spare whenever you want your food now.
Exactly, because if I want a pizza, it's going to piss me off. I got to go home and put it in the oven.
Well, it's like 20 minutes.
Better be $1.
I don't care if it's a stinking hot second. If it's not hot and I can't eat a piece on the way home and piss off my girlfriend, then it's not worth it.
Brian and Dan, we might have to do a round two of this episode and shoot up to Bakersfield Papa Murphy's.
We cover the real issues here.
The eternal debate of regular pizza places
screw
and take and bake pizza
screw
places.
Screw the presidential election. We're talking pizza here.
Papa Murphy's versus Papa John's. And you know what? Wouldn't it be so weird and amazing if they were brothers? Like, you got John and you got Murphy or something. I think that's his middle name. He's like, they're going to business and they're trying to compete.
What terrible parents. You name one John and you name one Murphy.
Maybe the second one was the mistake.
I liked
Murphy's
RoboCop
Law.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down. I liked
it's
RoboCop
not a mistake.
A lot.
It was a pleasant surprise.
I think back to it though. I think the Panthers will probably take it out. Their defense and offense is
so
ridiculous.
Their team,
yeah.
I think that makes up a team.
Let's not forget about
the
special team.
I can name all of that roster.
Well, you
kind of
just pulled a John Madden. See what the team wants to do is go down the field 100 yards and put that ball across that line there. That's what's going to give them 6 points.
No shit, John. Right.
So you could always break it down to like a hypothetical question, like would a taco beat a burger? Would a panther beat a bronco? I mean, probably, hypothetically speaking.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good call.
Still go Broncos.
I say go Chargers, but that's just me.
There's always hope. There's always hope.
Get out. I still have hope. So.
Right, I think we're going to take that to a break. Sounds about right. And I think we are actually going to listen to one of Trust in Miles' songs. You guys just have a new single out on iTunes, right?
Yeah, actually, we have these cool little cards. It's a drop card, and there's a single on it. But if you guys already got it, well, hell, thanks for the money.
Cool.
And
appreciate that.
Yeah, this is
thanks
rad.
For playing it.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
So this is Lucked Into You, the single?
Single. It's the second single from these, these batch of songs, these new batch of songs that we wrote.
Call it the Marietta Sessions.
The Marietta Sessions.
We come down here to record, actually.
Yeah, we recorded down in Temecula at a place called Alchemy Studios. Alchemy Music Company.
And Greg's the man.
Greg, our engineer
Greg
and
Johnson.
Producer,
Greg
was amazing.
Johnson.
Yeah, so this is the new single. It's just came out yesterday. We played a show in Bakersfield to kick it off at Buck Owens Crystal Palace. KUZZ is the radio station down there that we were up there that we hung out with them and premiered it with. So I don't know. What else can we say about the song? We got
it's a badass. Yeah,
all right, well, take a listen, and we will be right back.
She can change her mind as fast as she can press rewind on the stereo, repeat that song she loves, singing off key to the top of her lungs. I'm not the jealous kind, but baby, I sure wouldn't mind trading places with your red lipstick so I never be far from your lips. And oh, something's
too much fun here tonight. So, Trustin Mile.
Hi.
I have a few questions for you.
All right.
Shoot.
Where does the name of the band come from?
Ooh, who wants to take that?
I'll take it.
We'll let Ryan.
I'll take it. I'll take it. So,
we'll let Ryan take that one.
So, we started out as a band called Good Question. And we took that name. We took that name.
We took that name
because we were less like, oh, that's funny. And we didn't think we were going to go anywhere with the band. And then people started liking it. We started writing originals. And then we're trying to get people to take us seriously as a band named Good Question. And you can imagine how that goes with, oh, what's the name of your band? Oh, well, Good Question. and then there's a long pause, and you're like, sorry, I'm an asshole. That's really the name of the band.
So we, Sack was taken.
So, yeah. We went back to Nashville when we were trying to really, like, buckle down and get serious and write our own stuff. And the guy that we met with, he's a pretty well-known name in Nashville. And he's like, what's the name of your guys' band? And I was like, good question. And he's like, well, I won't beat around the bush. That's shit. You guys need to change that. You sound like a punk band.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, anytime somebody asks you about your band and your band name and you kind of are reluctant to tell them, you kind of probably
yeah, you say it through your, like, bare teeth. Yeah. Good question. Yeah,
good question. So we changed it after we took our Nashville trip, and Truxton Mile was pretty much Truxton Avenue is a huge main drag in Bakersfield to get to downtown until they built this new freeway. But we would always used to take that down to the studio that we were recording at when we recorded our first EP. It's legit like a mile long, and it was horrible. And we'd always take that long drive to the studio, and
yeah.
And it's been there forever. It's kind of pays homage to Bakersfield also.
Well, in Nashville, they say, like, Main Street, Broadway of Nashville, is they call it the country mile. And they say, you know, to get big in Nashville, you got to walk the country mile. And we're, like, making a joke, and we were there, like, well, we can't do that because we're from Bakersfield.
And we live there.
And so someone made a joke, like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to play the Truxton Mile. And then it didn't, like, ring any bells until, you know. Don't you write a song right now.
Write a song right now, Bobby.
Anyway, we thought about it, and we're like, dude, that's actually a pretty cool name. And Truxton in Bakersfield, Truxton Avenue, is spelled Truxton.
Tell them, Ryan, why.
And we spell the name Truxton because people who aren't familiar with Bakersfield first are, when they see Truxton spelled the right way, they're going to go, Truxton, first off. And second of all, if you ever search Truxton, there's Truxton, New York, which comes up. But there's also the only other thing that comes up is us, Truxton Mile. So it's easier to find us on Google. So it was a power play there.
Yep.
Also,
strong marketing move.
Also, Korn is from Bakersfield. Merle Haggard's from Bakersfield. Buck Owens is from Bakersfield. And everybody has a name, like a road name after them if they make it big. So if we ever make it big, they're going to have to at least change like the U to an O. Like, we're not going to let them get out of it cheap. They have to at least give us that O.
Give me a cheap fix.
All right. And the original guy who they named Truxton Avenue after, it's with an O. Bakersfield screwed up.
Oh, so Bakersfield's the one that's got it. Yeah, they owe it. They owe the favor.
We love you, Bakersfield, but you spell like a dickhead.
The news reporter told us.
From what we have been told, your grandma's calling. Do you want to take that? No, I'm just kidding.
Should we put her on the air? Should we put her on the air?
No.
We'll let that one go to voicemail.
3 hours long. No, we've been told that.
I love you, Grandma.
Very yeah. We've been told it's spelled T. The original was Truxton from the guy that they named it after. So we always get on our. We've got recently on our Facebook and our Instagram, our Twitter. Hey, you know it's Truxton, and it's like.
No, we've been a band for 7 years. We don't know that.
We don't know that. And we have
born in Bakersfield. Yeah. I have no idea.
We have everything. We signed our lives away, like on all these IRS documents, because we're like a little mini company here, and it's Truxton. So if anybody listens from Bakersfield, we understand it's Truxton, and we know we meant that. And it's gonna stay that way. I'm sorry, but it's gonna stay that way forever.
It was intended. It wasn't like spelling Brett with one T.
Yeah.
Like, that's a mistake. That's just a mistake right there.
Just, well, yeah.
One T?
I'm two T's. Because
I feel like if you spell Brett with one T, it's like, was your name, like, Brethany?
Like, did they forget something?
It's like, you got to stop it short.
Yeah. Hey, I also sympathize with you guys, too,
it's
though, because...
It's a hot name in 2016.
Yeah. when I had an improv troupe back in high school, our name was Your Mom. And that was awfully hard to sell, too.
Yeah, I can imagine.
When they asked your show, and it was like, so what's the name of your troupe? Your Mom.
Did you ever get mad about that?
Nah, it didn't go over too well many times.
Oh, so, I can imagine.
Yeah. Imagine trying to be successful.
Were there any mothers actually in your group? Yeah. That would have made it okay.
I'm sure there are mothers now that were in our group, but
what if that band name was actually Your Mom? And, you are Mom, and it just confused the hell out of everybody.
I like that, actually.
I were Your Mom.
And then we could...
Think about that for a second while we play this hot track.
Piss off all the phonetics in the air. Piss off all the phonetics area there. But, okay, so you guys have been a band, though, for how long now?
I'd say, well, Truxton Mile since about 2010.
Damn, so 5 years, over 5 years.
Yeah, that would be 6 years. Six years.
2 months into 2016, Dan.
You know, your anniversary.
It's just a October. Long time to me. I don't
do something special.
Know the years,
October, yeah, we're going to go on a cruise to Catalina.
Yeah.
No, actually, we'll probably just.
Hey, that's a good question.
We get. Zing!
I like that.
No, what we do is after a show.
You guys even harmonize your O's right there.
After.
Heard that
after a show we all ride home together or something like that. We'll get out of the car and we'll say, you know, get your shit and get out, don't want to see you for 2 weeks. We're joking, kind of joking.
Wait, yeah, I don't want to see or speak to you for 2 weeks, but we kind of got more and more busy this last couple of years and we can't do that, but
yeah.
So that's kind of what I've wanted to ask you, because I've known friends that have tried to start bands too, and they've lasted 6 months when they try to go on the road. On the road seems like a hard gig to do. You have to be pretty connected to each other. Does it almost seem like a real world episode or a season after some point where you know?
We've done all.
You really get to know each other.
Yeah,
I will add that.
We've done Southern California. We've done Bakersfield, obviously. We've done Nashville. We've done Canada. We've done Alabama,
Georgia, and Florida.
Yeah, so we've been around, but it's tough sometimes. And the country industry also is very, very, very precise, very business oriented. So you kind of have to have your stuff together. Whereas like the rock realm or the progressive rock modern day, there's a lot of room for, I shouldn't say like creativity, but it's like we have to really have our ducks in a row as far as the business side.
Well, what you're trying to say here is in the rock genre, you can be very, I'm going to use a $5 word here, esoteric.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. With your lyrics.
That's our lyrics.
Crack research team, look that up really quick.
That's why he writes.
You guys are Googling that right now. I know it. Well, you can be kind of, you know, just write about whatever you want. Like, you know, I love Radiohead, but none of their songs ever make sense.
Yep.
And you can do that in rock. Well, in country, you have to tell a story. You have to write about something. And that's one avenue where we have to work a little harder. Also, the layers of our music, we can't just turn our amps up to 11 and just play. Everybody play the same thing. Yeah. We have to have, you know, layers, and be elegant about it.
It's very precise.
It's really, in that regard, I'm not saying we're better than rock, because there is an art form in rock that you just can't encapsulate. It's phenomenal. That's why it's been loved since, you know, my grandma was getting her knickers pulled down an alley. So
difference, yeah.
But
wait,
that's the next name for your band, right?
Yeah. I quit talking about that.
Yeah. Grandma's knickers
getting pulled down in an alley. Yeah.
It's a very different type of beast for sure. It's the lyrics have to tell a story, but the thing is, it sounds like we're like saying it's harder and like we don't want to do it. No, we gravitate to country, because I believe some of the best musicians I've ever seen in my life are in country.
Absolutely.
The songwriting is absolutely incredible. Those guys are freaking insane how good they are at songwriting. And then modern day country, I mean, there's a big line between in Nashville these days where's the pop country, you know, where's they call it bro country now, you know, where do you draw that line? So it's kind of tough right now. There's a big divide. And then with Chris Stapleton coming out, he's kind of old school country. So, you know, it's definitely a crazy, crazy industry. We like being in it.
Well, I always like to ask this to bands, and it's, you know, a tough question, but could you guys just rattle off a couple of like your biggest influences, or just, you know, some of your
We have so many diverse influences between us.
Yeah, everybody in the band has a different influence.
I think get a kick out of this.
I think it would probably do good too to say what instrument you play in the band, what your component is to the band, and what your influences are. So yeah,
first.
Let's fire off.
Your favorite breakfast cereal.
So yeah, and favorite breakfast cereal too.
Oh, Fruit Loops.
Okay,
it's my cereal.
Oh, nice. The important part first.
For
okay.
Sure.
Now your name and your instrument.
I'm Alec. I play guitar, and John Mayer is my idol. And then I love Jimi Hendrix, and I love Miles Davis, and John Coltrane. I like a lot
of
jazz.
Nice jazz.
Yeah, I'm kind of a jazz guy, and then. I'm more of a band guy, so I love like bands like Radiohead and like I love Blink-182 and Green Day, because I grew up playing drums, so I'm into a lot of punk rock. And I got.
Wasn't Mayer's dad a big jazz guy?
Kind of, yeah. He I don't want to get all nerdy right yeah. now, but his dad was a principal of a high school, and he was kind of into jazz.
The last four of his social are. What high
school? His favorite restaurant.
Somewhere in Connecticut.
I'm high school, I'm walking out. I'm done.
But I always heard that that was John Mayer's big influence, though, because his dad is like much older than he
like
than what he is.
85 or 6.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, yeah, so that's like interesting because you see the generation going over or whatever. So yeah, John Mayer. Anybody else though on your end?
Dave Matthews Band.
Nice. Okay. How about you, Taylor?
Oh God.
Favorite cereal first.
God.
Bran Flakes.
Bran Flakes, yeah.
Smart start.
Now, Frosted Flakes. Legit Frosted Flakes. Okay. Can't beat that. Can't beat that.
They are great.
Yeah, they are great.
Tony the Tiger.
I would say, okay, so influences, obviously, Keith Urban is a...
All right, well, what's your name, though?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Taylor, and I play
Hi, Taylor.
In the band.
Hi.
We invited some fans in.
Thank you for sharing.
Sounds like an AA meeting now.
Yeah.
Hi, Taylor.
I'm a guitaraholic.
I have a problem.
All right. So keep going with your influences.
I would say Keith Urban, for sure. Definitely a very talented musician. I do like Mayer. Mayer's a big influence. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, Stevie Ray Vaughan. My favorite band of all time, and they've been with us for years, they're so totally the furthest away from country, but Muse. I love Muse.
Yeah.
I've seen them 4 times. Incredible. Their showmanship's insane. So Muse, probably I would say I really, 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 really like Steve Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin because they riff out a lot. They play a lot of really, really cool riffs, and I play a lot of rhythm in the band, so... I would say that's definitely a big influence. I could go on for days for influences, though.
Yeah, this is an easy question. I could talk about this for hours.
You could have two podcasts.
We'll fire it off to Ari here, actually. Yeah, sorry, first.
All
right,
no problem. My name's Ari. I am the new member. I play auxiliary guitar. And honestly, when it comes to influences, I'm a different breed. I'm very diverse. As far as guitar-wise, my favorite guy, guitar god, Joe Satriani. Like, that's what...
Nice.
Naturally, I'm a lead as well, a guitar player. But I also go back to, like, writing-wise, country, Dave and Nail is what pushed me to, listening to the stories and writing music that way. I also have the pop in me where it's, like, bands, you know, like, something corporate. And then, like, the harder bands... harder pop, like Seosin, crazy guitar work.
Love Seosin.
That's kind of like what's made me is like as a guitar player.
Did we mention we're a country band?
Yeah. By the way, we're a country band.
Swear to God, we're a country band.
So to reiterate, I had David Nail in there, who's a country singer. So I have country in me. I play everything.
One of the best country.
Just one of the parts of me.
We're gonna hear some country influences right now by Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, how about you, Ryan?
Okay, well, first off, the most important question is my favorite breakfast cereal.
Yes, please. We didn't get Ari.
I totally was trying to dodge that one.
Bert, what's your favorite?
Ari. So, much like Taylor, I do like Frosted
Flakes,
but I like Frosted Mini Wheats because I like to get my whole grains. I like to get all of that grain.
Yeah, he gets that grain
in that bowl.
Ooh.
That's good fiber.
Yeah. Frosted Mini Wheats with chocolate milk.
Yeah.
With chocolate milk?
Damn. I'm just kidding. I don't like Ovaltine.
That's just gangster with it. Dude. Sorry, Ryan. Throwing it back to you, though, now. Influences. First favorite cereal?
Well, you know what? It's my heart belongs to many genres of cereal here, but I'm going to have to go with Lucky Charms just because they cover the sweet.
Do you save the marshmallows for the end?
I do not. I don't discriminate.
Do you evenly pair them on scoops?
I just try not to look at it because I kind of got
OCD. You're a blind scooper.
Is it true? I saw Charms sold a la carte before. Online.
That's legit true.
Is that legit? Yeah.
No, I heard that happen.
Oh my God.
It's the same diabetes
Ryan,
guy.
Ryan, I agree with you.
Look,
Charms.
That's Andy Reid's favorite cereal.
Yeah.
Just the marshmallows.
Do you eat the marshmallows on diabetes?
So you're a blind scooper.
Yes, I am.
Influence, though, on country music and every music?
I was raised on classic country music.
Oh, damn.
My grandpa, he was a musician much like we are now. He went from, you know, playing bars and stuff to recording his own stuff. And my family's in pretty close to the Owens family. My grandmother and Bonnie Owens are really good friends.
Damn.
And so, of course, needless to say, I was raised on, you know, Buck, Red Simpson, Merle Haggard, George Jones, Hank 1, 2, and 3. And then once I got older, I kind of got my own wings, and I started listening to GAC. Back when, like, music TV was big, you know, like George Strait and Garth Brooks and all those guys. And then about 2000s, country music kind of fell off for me. And that's kind of hard to say as a country music musician that I don't listen to country, but I don't.
Yeah.
And that's because the state of our genre right now is being completely consumed by a bunch of assholes who don't know what they're playing. And yeah. You know, it's kind of hard.
We're hearing it from the heart right now.
Well, it's kind of hard to say it because, you know, it's my genre. But at the same time, if you look in there, in the niches, like, you know, we got a Zach Brown Band and Lee Bryce, early Lee Bryce.
You know, it's the one thing about the country music industry, it's incorporated because country's so huge now. Everybody listens to country, and then it's a really pop influence right now. So you see a lot of bands that really try to ride out the pop train. But the one thing there's Eric Church said it best to me. He said there's enough room for everyone. And then he also alluded to in another interview, he said the ones that are truly talented will outlast the test of time.
Yeah. So you'll see
the guys that are truly talented. They'll be around forever. You see the Paisleys. You see the Keith Urbans. David Nell, I think, is going to be around for a long time because he's insanely – Dirk Spinley is a superstar now, that guy. And the reason why he made it is because he's a hard worker, but more than anything, he's talented beyond belief. So,
anywho. But, yeah, those are my country. I didn't mean to start a tangent. Yeah, but, you know, we all kind of feel strongly about it because it's our genre, and it's kind of under fire.
Yeah.
Right now from what I feel are kind of people that are taking it in the wrong direction. But that's just my opinion. If it makes you feel something, it's music. If it makes somebody feel something, if you can jam it on your stereo, I don't care if it's someone playing the kazoo. If you like it, if you can jam it, why not? But other than country, I like like with these guys, I like Mayer. I like
that's
SRV.
Truly humbled too, coming from you know a band that is trying to make it in the country. I mean, I'd say is making it right now in the country scene. You're making it in the country scene right now. But that is very humble to see that you are not very isolating about what people want to hear, and you are just trying to find your niche.
If you're writing your music to sell it. Which is what I feel like a lot of people in the industry are doing
you shouldn't be doing it.
The second it becomes for monetary gain instead of just feeling it and hoping someone else feels it too, then stop. Sell your guitar.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of times a lot of people lead back to Nashville, like current state right now, there's like a civil war, it almost seems like. Okay, so you have the, you know, the guys who believe in the traditional country music, and they got the pop, and, you know, they're kind of going, you know, there's a civil war going, so what, you know, what should be the right way? I saw a quote yesterday from Dwight Yoakam, and he said, a lot of these big, not the exact quote, but he said that a lot of these new guys are doing country songs that they can't relate to, and every song that you put out, you should at least be able to relate to, and they're all the same, and they can't really relate to it, so.
I can say all our songs are either a true story,
are either a true story or someone can relate to it, which is why I hope everyone likes this. For that reason.
Yeah.
I hope you like
us. Please
like our band.
You guys are real dudes.
This is plugging. Please like our band.
No, but I mean that's something that we've realized. I mean, having you in the studio, you guys are real dudes. And that's a cool thing. That's humble. You guys aren't trying to pretend like you guys are like these, you know, rock stars or anything. You guys are real dudes. You guys are trying to make it. That's a huge, huge, cool thing.
Yeah, and I lost a bet. I totally thought you were country robots. So.
Yeah, we're trying. We may not be the best man in the world, but we're trying.
May I ask the wager?
Yeah, and I keep saying trying, though. You guys are making it. What am I talking about? You guys are making it. So keep on riding the train. You guys are doing good. You guys are touring and everything like that. I think Dan's got
a... I thought they were driving on a mile, not riding a train.
Well...
The mile, the train. You know what? Yeah. There's a lot of country songs about trains. So
red dirt.
He's giving me an idea for a song.
Things
right
like
now.
That. Yeah, pickup trucks. Yeah. Things
bonfires.
Like that.
Bonfires.
See, I know about this kind of stuff. See, there we are. Yeah, Taylor's dropping it in right now. Dan, you got a question?
Yeah, I just want to know what is on the plate for 2016 for Trust a Mile?
Ooh. Is that a question?
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay. So
what's our plan? So we had a meeting about it. So one thing we want to do for sure is we want to get back to Nashville. We want to go play a couple shows. We have two really good singles, I think, that represent us of where we're at currently as a band. We had an old EP. We didn't want to take it back to Nashville because we wrote those songs that are on that original EP called On My Way. We wrote those songs when we were 18 years old, and we're like 26 now. So these songs that are out currently are very, very representative of where we're at right now. And then, so 2016, we're going to go to Nashville. We'll probably hopefully play a couple acoustic sets there. And then we'll have a full-fledged 10-song album record out hopefully in the fall time.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so other than that, right now we're kind of getting our social media presence back up to snuff because it's moving faster than we can develop pretty much. I think that's kind of obvious for everybody. But we're working on that right now. We're getting an electronic press kit out, and hopefully we're going to be on the road more this year than we have been in the last two, which we've been out a lot, but hopefully a lot more so in 2016. I think that's the main focus.
How about you guys? Alec, Taylor, are you guys looking forward to anything in 2016 with Trucks to Mile?
You not listening to Taylor?
Bullshit. No.
I'm sorry. What
we want to play.
He was grabbing me another beer. No, I won't lie, guys.
I will
studio
say,
in order, my God. Guys.
I will say one thing that no one said, or I don't think they did. I might have been off in outer space when they were saying it. We want to travel more and get out.
Okay. I just got done saying that, but keep going.
Oh. Well,
you guys are really locked into each other. It's great to see.
No, okay. No, but what are the destinations, though, that you guys want to see? Because, I mean, you guys mentioned Nashville before, things like that. Like, where's
right.
another state?
Well,
like,
Nashville is cool. I want to go see Austin. Austin, Texas is also a big destination for music. Not just country music, but, like,
in general,
indie and stuff like that. And the further away I'm getting pushed from country right now, how it is, I'm getting pushed more towards Americana and indie. And there's a lot of that in Austin. I'd love to go see it. I have some favorites that I've already kind of eyeballed to go see there.
South by Southwest, right? Ooh,
South by Southwest, yeah. Heck yeah.
You're going to Coachella, aren't you?
Amen
and
to that.
So am I. Yeah. I think we might be going together.
I think we might be going together, actually. Yep. So, yeah. Hey, guys, thank you so much for bringing it on. I think we're going to wrap it up with a live song by you guys, so we'll have that recorded or whatever. Thank you so much for coming on, though. I know it was a trip down here. You guys got a show tonight. Let's plug it out. I know it's going to be after the episode release, but let's just tell everybody where you guys are coming and things like that.
We're Alec? Playing at Cape Town Pub. It's over in Miramar.
Okay.
And we're doing an acoustic set there. Should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be stripped down and sexy.
And where are the big gigs? Do you guys have any gigs nailed up in Bakersfield or anything like that lined up?
We're playing this festival on February 13th in Bakersfield. It's kind of like – it's a new thing. It's for like Valentine's Day. It's called My Bloody Valentine. There's a cool local band playing also called Mento Buru. But we're going to schedule some shows coming up. And we're in a few negotiations with a few venues there. And then – but mostly – Southern California, Central Coast, we're going to be hitting you guys up this year for some shows.
And if you guys like what you hear after we shut up right now, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that crap, and it'll tell you where we're going to be next.
Yeah, where can we find you guys?
Anything. I just don't like to say facebook.com/truxtonmile. It's just at truxtonmile. T-R-U-X-T-O-N, mile.
Yeah, you guys have a website too, right? Truxtonmile.com?
Truxtonmile.com.
All right, well, do what Ryan said. Go find them on all social media formats. Again, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Before we kick it to their live set, thank you for listening and tuning in to Pop Not Soda. I have been Dan with Brett and Brian, as always, every Monday here on iTunes or at popnotsoda.podbean.com. You'll find new episodes. If you miss us during the week, you can find us on Facebook or at Twitter. You probably already know that by now. But I'm going to hand it over to the guys as they play. What are you guys playing?
I don't know yet. We literally do not know.
They're gonna come.
It's
gonna
be a surprise.
Hey, but stay tuned.
Song? You wanna hear? Yeah, we're gonna do some Eminem.
You know, we'll come to it.
8 Mile.
No.
8 Mile. Trust me. Mile.
We'll find something out.
Yeah.
Dan, you feel a lot better though.
Yes.
After the listeners,
I did not die. So I will be back next week with Brett and Brian and our relationship expert, Alyssa Root, will be joining us to answer all of your relationship questions.
Yep.
So if you have any questions throughout the week, send it to us on Facebook or Twitter, and we will make sure to have her answer it next week. Because that'll be our Valentine's Day episode.
Hell yeah.
Valentine's Day and zombies, because The Walking Dead will be back as well.
Ooh, and we will...
I'm excited. Is that wolves down there? Did I see that?
Yes, that is a wolf. That is a wolf's... Yeah, a little gangster writing on the dumpster of my alley.
First thing I said when we showed up here earlier, I asked the guys, dude, are you guys familiar with The Walking Dead? And neither of them said anything relevant to, well, anything current. So I was like, okay. I didn't even bring it up.
I watched it on Netflix. Yeah. I watched it on Netflix, so I'm at least a season behind. So I'm like, shut the fuck
up. So they have no idea what wolves is, or Wolverines, or whichever. I can't remember.
Oh, they're wolves.
Yes. They're wolves. And, it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and teasing it back to Alyssa, too.
Yeah,
she introduced me to Negan, who's coming out this second half of the season, which I'm very much looking forward to.
So, yes, you'll not want to miss that episode next week. Again, thank you for listening. And here is Trustin Miner.
One, two, three. It was late. You sounded tired when you picked up the phone. Didn't mention not being alone. So I hit the gas and burned up that road and headed your way. Put on my best and look a surprise. You fake that worry look in your eyes. And all at once I knew you never thought twice. Yeah, you in that pretty high horse that you rode on through. Never had a choice but to fall for you. That little voice that had me crawling around town just to kiss your mouth. And leave you in that pretty high horse running me down. No matter how we're trying to change, well, it feels just like we're running in place. Don't know what can put a stop to this pain. All I know, it starts with you and that pretty high horse that you rode on through. Never had a choice but to fall for you. And that little voice saying, just get out. Heartbreak bound, yeah, you and that pretty high horse running me down, running me down. Get along, got your demons, baby, I've got mine. Oh, and yours seem to suit you fine. Well, I hope they keep you warm at night. Cause it's run its course with you and that pretty high horse that you rode on through. Never had a choice but to fall for you. And that little voice that had me crawling round town just to kiss your mouth. Well, they had me on the ground every day till now. And you and that pretty high horse running me down. Oh, they're running me down.
Woohoo!
Yeah!